Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio show. We push back against the notion one of our colleagues here on Fox Sports Radio had that the NFL needs to pause the AFC title game until Patrick Mahomes is cleared to play. Just in case he can't play, the NFL shouldn't have the game as scheduled between the Chiefs and the Bills at Arrowhead Stadium. I strongly disagree, and I will give my side of the story here in hour number four. Enjoy. Pump the brakes on what? No way. You can't do that. Welcome in. It's another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we get on our soapbox coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box. Our lead this hour comes from the NFL and championship weekend in the NFL as the Buffalo Bills take on Kansas City, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay in Wisconsin. Specifically, though, this is the status of Patrick Mahomes in that Bills-Chiefs game. Now, you might have heard the Adam Schefter report that it is too early to say that Mahomes will definitely play in the game this weekend. Kind of a big deal. It's the AFC Championship game, as we said. Now, Mahomes is dealing with what's known as the double whammy. What is the double whammy? He has got a lingering foot problem. You might have seen him hoppity-hop, limpity-limp, around the field there against Cleveland at certain points in the game. The Chiefs also have been very vague on whether or not Mahomes actually got a concussion against the Browns. Some reports indicate that was not the case. Now, Schefter says it did happen, but he's not right about everything. Patrick Mahomes has already cleared some big steps, but there are many, many more to go between now and this weekend, allegedly. He's still going through the NFL's concussion protocol, which is a pretty good indicator he actually had a concussion. Why else would you be in the concussion protocol? Now, this implies there's a chance that Andy Reid could be without the franchise centerpiece. So enter our colleague Colin Cowherd into this. Did you hear what he had to say? Maybe not. The daytime chatterbox, and he said that the NFL should delay the AFC Championship game. They should not play it on Sunday until Mahomes is healthy enough to play. That was a take that he had on his show. So let us discuss. This has been bouncing around here. The question, do you agree or disagree with that unorthodox plan? It's out of the orthodoxy to delay the AFC Championship game until Patrick Mahomes is 100% ready to go. Of course, this is redonkulous. I've got Teddy 6th century and open book, and we will line all these things up and knock them down. All right, to lead off with, we certainly hope, like everyone else, that Patrick Mahomes plays in the game this weekend. And even if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you want to go against Mahomes and beat Mahomes. It's cooler. It's more impressive. You get more cachet. You get more clout on the internet beating Patrick Mahomes than beating his backup. Mahomes is obviously fun to watch and all that. The entertainment value, if you're going to give some of your, the most valuable thing we have is our time. And if you're going to give some of that time to watch a game, you want to watch the top players perform. So that would obviously skyrocket entertainment value with him on the field. We know that. That said, if Mahomes is unable to answer the bell, we don't think that's the case. But if it was, then the Chiefs are going to have to put their big boy pants on, bite the bullet, all those things, and ride the wave of Chad Henne. And it's what we've always said. You roll with the punches. And, you know, wait. Did the Philadelphia Eagles have to wait when Carson Wentz got hurt and a couple years back and they had the backup there, Nick Foles? He did all right. But you got to follow the wisdom of Teddy. All right? Not Teddy Bridgewater. Follow the wisdom of Teddy. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. It's a great quote by the 26th president of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. I thought that was appropriate because it'd be a changing of powers today in Washington, D.C. It'll happen while I'm sleeping. That was a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. Now, furthermore, Colin Cowherd, this guy is the big kahuna in these parts, and we're certainly, with all respect, all due respect, we're nobodies. We know we're nobodies. I'm not looking to step on any toes, but I saw that, and several of you sent me that and said, hey, Ben, did you see this? And I said, yeah, I saw it. But, yeah, you know, we all have takes that don't quite work, takes that don't quite reach the pinnacle. And it's like that great, when I think of delaying things and the way athletic competition should be, it's Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Back in the 6th century BC, he wrote that book. The legend is that Sun Tzu wrote that book on planks of wood the size of chopsticks, and they were sewn together. And that book has been translated into all kinds of languages and published over and over again. Originally, it was 46 pages, less than 100 pages, less than 50 pages. It was 46 pages. But that's athletic competition. It's a war of attrition, right? The art of war, the war of attrition. It's often not the most talented team that wins these championships. Instead, it's the team that is the healthiest team that wins, and you're talking about what's supposed to be a grueling marathon adventure through the seasons. And every man, woman, and child that watches this is aware of it. Like, imagine, if you will, a parallel dimension of time and space where the industrial complex of sport decides every time a star player is a little gimpy, we're going to shut things down. For example, I'm pretty sure in the NBA that they would have had to postpone the season to accommodate the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson's a pretty good player, won a bunch of championships in the Bay Area. He can't play this season. Is it fair that the Warriors have to play those games with a bunch of retreads that they tried to pick up and patch together instead of the great Klay Thompson? While he's in the infirmary, the NBA should just shut the league down. It's not fair to the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson's a superstar player. Bad job by the NBA. All right, last thing here. Now, we would be surprised if Patrick Mahomes does not play this weekend at Arrowhead. We've said that. The toe problem is likely even a bigger deal than any kind of concussion, because Mahomes' ability to move around is the secret sauce. One of the ingredients in that secret sauce is ability to ramble and scramble and all that stuff. But we believe he will give it the college try. And even with all the emphasis we hear from people in the inner circle of the NFL about player health, player safety, I'm cynical. So my belief is that when it comes to playoff games, there's a different set of rules that are played with when it comes to these kind of things. Like, being cleared to play, which is what Patrick Mahomes needs, and the injury report's going to come out later today on Wednesday. We're doing this in the overnight, early morning hours on Wednesday. So later today, the injury report will come out. We'll have a little more clarity, but probably not much. But when it comes to cleared to play, in the National Football League, it's like passing an open book exam. They allow you to bring the answers to the questions. And as far as the gambling market is concerned, it is interesting to note that the Chiefs opened a 5-point favorite at home against the Bills. The current line is Kansas City favored by 3. And the money is on who? That's right, Buffalo. In fact, almost 70% of the money so far, the early money, and most of the money's bet right before kickoff, but supposedly the wise guys bet earlier, the more intelligent gambler, and 70% of that money is backing Josh Allen and the Bills. And this is more of a wager, though, against the possibility of Chad Henne, right? You want your money on Buffalo getting a few points if Chad Henne's going to be the quarterback. And then you'd have much more confidence in the Buffalo Bills. There's also the gambler's fallacy, which is in effect. Now, what does that mean? The gambler's fallacy refers to the erroneous belief that we all seem to have that a certain event is more or less likely based on previous events. Now, I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs who have not been a great team this year. They have a good record. They've not been a great team. Remember, good teams win, great teams cover. The Chiefs are 1-8 against the spread over their last nine games. So they're not living up to the gambling market. They have not been living up to the gambling market for a long time. They're still winning, which is, you still get a championship if you don't cover the spread, if you win the Super Bowl. They still give you the ring, but they haven't been blowing the doors off anyone. And so that's also a factor in all this. Now, as far as the weather on Championship Sunday, the temperature, they have adjusted it, as you might imagine. It's going to be overcast in Kansas City, and at kickoff, 41 degrees at kickoff. And as far as any kind of precipitation or anything, the forecast as of hump day is about a 10% chance. Now, the real story, the story, if you want, in clement weather, is at Lambeau Field. The forecast has changed. Yesterday, there was a good chance of snow. Now, it's supposed to be snow through Saturday night, off and on through Monday. But the latest forecast is 2 to 5 inches of snow, but in the morning hours before kickoff. Game's going to kick off at 2:05 local time, 3:05 in the east, noon in the west. And in Hawaii, figure it out. In Alaska, figure it out. So the kickoff's going to be foggy at Lambeau Field, ton of clouds and all that, temperatures in the 30s. And as of right now, it does not appear that it's actually going to snow during the game, but there'll be like piles of snow around unless those heaters crank on at Lambeau Field and they can burn all that away. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for tuning in, spending part of your time with us here, and you can join the show if you'd like to be part. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. A listener to the show sent me this story, and I did a double take when I saw it. I thought it might have been fake, but apparently it's not. There's a new fashion trend. When you think of fashion, you think of overnight gas bag in sports radio. That's right. So apparently a bunch of people have decided it's kind of become a trendy thing here. Guys are going with this. They're calling it the cat tail or the monkey tail beard. Has anyone seen this? Has anyone seen
Yeah, I saw it on that one pitcher.
Mike Fiers. That's right. Mike Fiers. Not just any pitcher, Koopaloop. This guy's a legend.
The whistleblower.
Damn right. Mike Fiers. We love him. He was a cheating Astro, but he's the best cheating Astro of them all. He's better than all the rest because he's the one that spilled the beans. He's the one. He's the Snowden. He's the guy that did it. And that was in September of 2019. So this is over a year ago, and now this has become back. It's a trend again. And how would it's radio. We don't have pictures on radio. So it's like a goatee, but it stops just short. Am I describing it right? Like it goes around the mouth, but it loops around and it looks like the tail of a cat. Right? I mean, that's what it looks. It's very funky, but that's what it looks like to me. I'm looking at some photos of it here. And the guy that sent me this was like, hey, are you gonna do this? I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. It looks dumb. I'm not going to do that. Now, maybe you should do it, Koopaloop. That would change your look up. You know, go with the cattail beard or something like that, you know? Roberto or Eddie or
no. Nah. That looks stupid.
I don't think Coop could do it. No offense, Coop.
Well, that's stupid. Actually the only thing I could do because my mustache will only connect on one side, so I have to shave it.
What?
I'm serious. It does not grow on the other side.
So then this is the perfect thing for you.
Yes,
you were made for this. You were made for
that.
This, Koopaloo. Yeah. How about
he looks stupid, man.
Eddie, you can grow a little bit. You could get like a handlebar mustache or one of these cattail beards or monkey tail beards or whatever they call it. You could do that, right? No?
I guess I could. I don't know why in God's name I would.
Well, just to change it up. You're bored. I'm not that bored. Handlebar mustache. Don't you? The key to that, I remember when I was a kid, Raleigh Fingers, baseball player, had it. And you need like a lot of wax, right? The key's the wax?
I mean, I don't know from personal use, but yes, I believe that's the key.
Yeah. Okay. Any other facial hair you'd like to bring up here? Fu Manchu, possibly, the goatee, the What else is there? The unibrow. I have that. I have to trim that down. There's the walrus mustache. I could not grow the walrus mustache. That's the big thick mustache.
Walrus mustache? Who has one of those?
Andy Reid.
Yeah, Andy Reid has had that over the years. Also, the golfer. The guy, they call him the walrus. What was the guy? Remember that?
Oh, Craig Stadler.
Yeah, he had the walrus. It's this like thick. Oh, it's like you're. It's like,
yeah,
this,
yeah,
big,
I got you.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking. Yeah, I can't do that. What other? There's the Van Dyke beard. There's that. I'm trying to think what. I mean, I don't know. There's a bunch of different things you can do. Anyway, all right, that ends the facial hair portion of the program. It is the Ben Maller Show. Later this hour, we're going to have Password, the word game of the stars. There's a couple of coaching jobs open, and an interesting report percolating around the NFL about one of the leading candidates for the Philadelphia Eagles head coaching job. And let's just say it's not a positive report for that particular coaching candidate. We'll get to that, and we'll take your calls. We will do it next.
Poopy pie, you want a poopy pie?
All right.
What did you say over there? Yeah, Raiders fan.
You want a poopy pie?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement by adding new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Farmers Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, Password, the word game of the stars. Look forward to that. Usually pretty good. So one of the leading candidates for the head coaching job, one of two left in the NFL. Let's just say things not going well for said candidate, if you believe the latest scuttlebutt around the NFL. We'll get to that in a minute. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by who else but Farmers Insurance. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance. Let's take a call, and then we'll give you the story. Let's go now to Brooklyn, and we say hello to the reigning caller of the year from Brooklyn, our guy and roommate of James Harden, Marcel in Brooklyn.
Oh, good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin. Happy Inauguration Day, gentlemen.
Is it a holiday? Do we get a comp day for this? I'm working. I don't know. Is it a holiday?
It is.
Let me do the math on this. I believe this is the 12th anniversary of when I got laid off in 09. I believe I was laid off on Inauguration Day for the second.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they were it was the second Obama term. Was that the
You're
second?
Fired.
It was the second, I think. Or was it the first? I don't know. It all runs together.
Term.
All right, what's on your mind
not
here, Marcel?
Not the Trumps, but I'm talking about the inauguration for 2021, starting today. It will be President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Now, are you going to speak? There's a lot of celebrities that are speaking at that. Are you going to be one of the celebrities, Marcel? Will you be singing or dancing or doing? Wouldn't it be great if before Biden's sworn in, we do food picks?
Well, you know, I had to say I was sworn in for our newest president of our great country instead.
Now, would you be willing to take the train down to Washington and do food picks with all the people in, all the politicians?
Oh, yeah, the nation's capital, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Home of the Nationals, the Wizards, the Mystics, the Washington football team, not the Redskins.
No, they're not
racist.
The Redskins. No, that would be wrong.
And
really,
Washington Capitals.
Shouldn't you say just the Washington baseball team, the Washington basketball team, and the Washington football team? Shouldn't you just call it that?
You know the Washington sports teams, you know, as I'm saying. Washington football team, Washington baseball team, Washington basketball teams, the men's and women's, even Washington hockey team.
What about college? What about college?
Not just for the Nationals, but I'm talking about the Washington's college league team.
All right, who's your favorite Washington athlete?
Oh, that's the hardest to remember. Oh, I can't remember the names of the Washington's football team or even the Washington basketball team, but I would say Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, Gilbert Arenas. Well, he's had a great year this year. Have you been watching the Wizards? He's playing really well for the Wizards. Agent Zero, they call him.
Agent Zero at
end. not Asian Zero, Agent Zero.
Jeez. Racist.
That is all true because of the racist itself.
All right, let's get to the food picks before we all drown here, please.
Well, you know, and then I will toss it over to Eddie with the look of what's happening in sports overnight from NHL and the NBA. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and yes, the inauguration day for Biden and Harris starting today. This is it.
You already told
us. Mauer Militia, let's get into it. And yes, started with our food picks of the morning, and we like to say hello to my man Justin in Cincinnati, who is the one who covers the food picks. Justin, good morning.
Well, after what you just said, I'm going to go with Chinese food.
Okay, thank you, Justin. The Chinese food it is. Now.
Oh, okay.
Now, straight to you, Eddie. I'm being bad.
Well, you're skipping. How dare you, Marcel?
Racist.
We go back years, me and you. We've been together.
We've been together for a long time. Get over it. Call all right, starting with
Suzanne. Well, that sounded
get
bad.
Over it.
Call
it.
All right, I'm going to go.
Let's play food pick.
We're playing, Marcel. Oodles and noodles.
Yes, oodles and noodles. Even Joshua, too, at Angry Wildcat 502. Yes, has oodles and noodles. Eddie.
Oh, boy, this is something. Let's go with the chicken patties.
Good choice, Roberto.
I'm going to say, let's see here. How about Mexican food?
Ooh, the Mexican food. Yummy. Good choice. And now, Coop de Loop, my man.
Marcel, I think that you had a steak with creamy ranch sauce and barbecue potatoes with corn.
Oh, snap! That is inappropriate, Justin.
How dare you?
I know, it's so delicious. It's inappropriate.
Can't believe you said corn.
I'm
going to go with a horse meat sandwich with ketchup.
No, you only get one guess, Justin. You can't guess again.
That is inappropriate.
All right, reveal answers. Reveal answers, please.
You said it, my friend. Now, this is not going to be a mixed match for the day, but my food pick from last night, it will be an amazing classic choice. Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese. That is a classic, yeah.
Not on my board, Eddie.
I'll be back with you with the player of the morning. But first, if you haven't seen the sports from overnight from the hoops and the ice, my man Eddie Garcia at Eddie on Fox on Twitter has some all the sports highlights or even the scores you really missed. Eddie, take it away.
Well said, Marcel.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And yes, indeed, Eddie, call 1-800-FARMERS or go to
no.
FARMERS.
It's 8888.
Oh, yeah, call 1-888-FARMERS now or visit farmers.com. to save on your auto, car, or even home insurance. And I don't know what kind of we are farmers, bum, 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 sound about to look like. Yes, indeed. We are farmers, bum, 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 bum.
That's a drop. That's a drop.
That's
a drop. That's a high-volume drop, Marcel. We're going to play that one into the ground.
Absolutely. Once again, call 1-888-FARMERS.
All right. Stop. I love farmers, but we got to get on with the show.
Yes, indeed. We're getting into it. It's going to be fun. Here is the player of the morning.
Hope it's not Jared Porter.
Congratulations to Bobby Ryan of Hockey Town, better known as the Detroit Red Wings. He became the first player in history to score four goals within their first three appearances with the franchise. Detroit beating in overtime against Columbus 3-2.
I gotta go. Thank you, Marcel.
Well, I did not see that one coming.
It's a shocker, Eddie. Well, he listens a lot to AP. He knew that he wanted the jingle. He wanted everything. He wanted the full farmer's experience. Crazy. All right, so the New England Patriots offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, there was a report that he's the leading candidate for the Eagles head coaching job. Now, that has also been debunked by other people. Josh McDaniels, who left the Colts at the altar, famously, a couple years back, and had the Bronco job, and it was an abject failure with the Broncos. Well, now there's another report that indicates the owner of Philadelphia's Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, is not sold on Josh McDaniels. Not all in on Team Josh McDaniels. And there's some question whether or not McDaniels can be on the same page with the long-standing general manager in Philly, Howie Roseman, who runs the table there, and the owner not convinced. So debunking the initial report, and Josh McDaniels hanging around. You wonder at some point Belichick's going to step to the side, and who replaces him? My theory has always been, my working theory has always been, it's going to be one of Belichick's kids, that he's going to hang around long enough till one of his kids takes over. Let's go to the phones. One of the worst callers we have on the show is in Ottawa. Let's give it up for Credit Card Gordon in Ottawa. Let's see if he's better today. Hello, Credit Card Gordon.
Well, I am better today.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm on number three, bud.
Oh, only because three.
I want to celebrate the inauguration of the new president.
Well, you're Canadian, though. Why do you care who the president is? You think I get worried
about
the
prime minister? There for 12 years. I'm interested in it.
No, when you guys change leaders in Canada, I don't, open a couple of beers.
It can't come too soon. Trust me on that. Biden, he could at least thank President Trump for not getting the USA into a war.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any thank yous. I'm pretty sure there's not going to be any thank yous.
Well, because Biden is classless.
All right. Calm down, Gordon. You know, you called Fox Sports Radio, Gordon. I feel like that was a call for a political show. But by his standards, that was a great phone call. The bar is very low. Let's go to Dick in Dayton. He revealed, big reveal. Coop was not here for this, but Dick in Dayton has revealed this is his final year at Lowe's.
Wow.
His final year. He is going to be retiring at the end of the year. How do you react to that, Coop?
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Era starts today, buddy.
What's we that?
We got the 45th president. And you know what I say?
What's that?
I say that The Kedrine Banjo Society should perform the trilogy in front of Biden and the crew. I think we'd get a hit up there, Ben.
Hey, I would watch. I would watch that if you were there. I'm going to sleep right through it because it's on my overnight hours when Biden's getting sworn in. But I usually in the past I've tried to watch those things, but it would be wonderful. And who's your favorite president of all time, Dick and Dayton?
My favorite president?
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
That's a good one. Mine is William Howard Taft.
William Howard Taft?
Yeah, he's the last fat president. Yeah. He is. He got stuck in a bathtub at the White House, and he was the last president to own a presidential cow.
Hey, Ben, I wanted to tell you and Eddie that last night I talked to my buddy, you know, that he's doing a lot of now since Nick Camino is working with Jimmy Donovan, you know, over at
never heard of
KYC.
He gets to work with Jimmy Donovan. You should be working with Jimmy Donovan.
I should.
Yeah.
But Dennis Maniloff rode in the Plain Dealer for years, and you know what he said today, Dick? You've got to continue to give us the knowledge of your Cleveland sports and your knowledge of the sports that you know and in Ohio, because he said, we need you up here to pick us up, you know? I thought that was good. And I told him I called you guys, too, that there would. So he said, maybe Ray going in today, Ray Davis, up there will hear me, you know? So that's a compliment. You know how much I love Fox Sports. Never heard of them.
We love you. You're a legend, and we're very excited. You're one of our regulars there, Dick and Dayton. I would say the most famous talk radio caller from the state of Ohio is Dick and Dayton.
Wow, bro.
Well, happy President's Day. May we all be, you know,
presidential.
We stand for America. And I agree.
Listen,
call up there.
Absolutely. That's everyone. Stay calm, all you knuckleheads. Everyone, stay calm today. We'll have a good day today, and we'll get we'll have a good time. All right. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show.
His name is Dave, and he's known as Dave.
Patricia writes and says, sometimes Marcel calls up, makes me laugh out loud, and tonight I could not help but laugh. I hope my roommates aren't sleeping. But that was just too funny. Neebs writes in. He says, running late, got in the car, only a half hour left in the Maller Show. Well, it's okay. Everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. The podcast will be up, so you really can listen to the entire show whenever you want. It's on-demand listening. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Farmers. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. We are going to play Password, the word game of the stars, Password. If you would like to play, call right now. Operators are standing by at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We play Password. And we play it on the radio next.
I'm Fudgy Camo, and I know I'm great. I'll always be great, and I'll continue to be great.
Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Farmers Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go with Password, the word game of the stars. Each and every week at this time, we play Password, the word game of the stars. Call Farmers today for... a quote. Let's welcome in our contestants for this marginal radio game show. And who do we have here? Let's see. Justin in Cincinnati is going to play. Hello, Justin.
Yeah, I think a dead Ronald Reagan would be a better president than Biden, but who am I?
All right. And hold on a sec, Justin. You are going to play, and let's give it up to... All right. Falexis, are you going to play fair or are you going to goof around, Falexis?
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment against Justin from Cincinnati. I don't know when. Let's go. I want Eddie for my partner.
Oh, no. No. Justin gets to pick first.
No, I do. I'm ladies first.
No, but he was on the air first. So whoever's on the air first gets to.
Well, I have it your way. It's your show. I'll wait.
What's that, Justin? What?
You can let him or her or whatever pick first.
All right. Yeah, you want Eddie? What do you want, Justin?
I'll go with Eddie.
What? You just said Falexis can pick first, and Falexis picked Eddie, and now you just picked Eddie.
I'll take the pothead.
All right. That's, I believe, referring to our friend, the Coop. The Loop?
I think he's talking about you, Ben.
Well, you know, occasionally. It's just a little weed. Remember that commercial,
Come on, Eddie?
Eddie?
We got this one, Eddie. We got this one, baby.
Do you remember that commercial, Eddie?
It's just a little pot.
There you go, Eddie. Good job, Eddie.
He was yelling at his parents.
Yeah.
Where did you learn that from? I learned it from watching you.
When Fox Sports Radio launched, we had that house cat commercial and the weed PSA thing.
I used to tell my parents that, but they weren't buying it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you talking about the lost cat magnet?
Yeah, it's the lost cat.
Yeah.
That aired for years. That aired for years. Not the greatest commercial of all time. The greatest commercial we ever had was the Cougars are coming. The Cougars. Oh, yeah. It was a Cougar dating website. It was awesome. Oh. Anyway, all right, let's play the game. Justin and Coop, you guys are up first. So there's a list of words, 1 to 10. And Justin, pick a number.
1.
Number 1.
All right, let's go with, crap. A ring. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Band.
No.
All right.
Flexus.
Flexus. Forget what Justin said. I'm sure you did anyway.
I want half of my favorite number.
All right. Be quiet.
We're doing number one.
You moron.
We're on number one.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
Here's the clue. Are you ready? The clue is jangle. Jangle.
Telephone.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not telephone.
A telephone rings.
I mean, that
Does a telephone jangle?
He just told you to forget ring, dummy. What are you doing? All right. Go ahead.
Well, let's focus on the game, okay?
I'll go with...
Yeah, we'll focus on the game.
I'll go with chime.
Chain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of mamalukes. All right. Back to Flexus. Come on, Flexus.
Jerk yourself away.
Let's see. I said jangle. How about...
Clang.
C-L-A-N-G. Clang.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, cheese, Flexus. You got it right. It's cheese.
She said keys.
All right.
Keys.
K-E-Y-S.
Oh, okay. Keys. Well, it's not keys either.
These guys are completely confounded.
I got it. We're going to do a reverse Mallard maneuver here,
all
right? Reverse Mallard maneuver.
I thought I already did that.
You tried, but...
Bells... Bells.
Yeah, say it again.
He
doesn't know.
Justin smoked a lot of weed tonight. No, it's we're gonna throw that out. You guys are baffled by this word. You're completely stumped.
I said jangle. The word is jingle. Jangle.
Like for example, when I say no. All right, what the hell is wrong with you?
And you call me the lunatic.
All right. So listen up, you ragamuffin. So when I say number one, and then Roberto plays the jingle, that's a jingle. It's a radio jingle. All right.
Well,
anyway.
What the hell am I supposed to know? I'm thinking of cheese and...
Okay, stop. All right.
I wish you would have said cheese now.
Flexus, hurry up. Pick a number.
Six.
Six?
Oh, it's an easy one.
Six. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think it should be easy, but let's
go. Nothing's easy, Eddie, with these lunatics.
Let's go with chomp. C-H-O-M-P. Chomp.
Chomp.
He's not going to get it.
Wimp?
No,
what?
It's the carnival of stupidity, Eddie. You're welcome to the carnival.
No, not chump. He said chump.
I spelled it.
All right, hurry up. That's
hurry. Coop, you can win it. You can win it, Coop. Hurry
I'll
up.
I'll go with digest.
Huh?
Wow. You guys.
No, Alexis.
Oh, wait a minute.
Here you go. Gum. Gum. Gum is the clue.
Two.
Yeah!
Justin, what a bum.
Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Got a murder, got to go.